This month last year, Eric Garner died while being arrested on Staten Island. As part of our Being 12 series, WNYC's Beth Fertig speaks with 12-year-old Amani Brown about race and the police and an incident that shaped her views.
Amani says it happened last year when she was 11 while traveling to an amusement park with her family.
We one time went to Donnie Park, and because we're black, they thought that we were smoking weed. And they pulled us over.
She's having a hard time talking about it. Tears are rolling down her face.
Because it's my family. And when I think about what happened to my family, I can see that it happens to everybody else. And because it happens to everybody else, that makes me sad. Because we've been through so much slavery. And once slavery ended, segregation ended, we're still going through this today. What was all the hard work for?
I met Amani at an annual conference in April by the group Global Kids, where the theme was justice. Amani is also wary about the police in her Brooklyn neighborhood.
I'm scared. I don't really like the cops. Anytime I see them, I just cross the street. I don't trust them. So always have my hoods on.
She's talking about her hoodie, her sweatshirt. Some black Americans worry a hoodie can make them look suspicious, but Amani is more scared without it.
My hood is my wall. I don't feel safe without my hood on.
For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
We will not be silent. We are unarmed civilians when we for the violence. We will not be silent.
The killings of Eric Garner and Michael Brown by white police officers last summer inspired students at the Cornerstone Academy for Social Action in the Bronx to create a rap song and video. As part of our Being 12 project, WNYC's Beth Fertig spoke to a few of the students about how their views have changed 1 year later.